people have a lot of different needs. So one of the things we're going to do is make sure everybody gets what they need. To do that, we're going to follow up with people one-on-one as needed. So basically, whatever you need, we're going to follow up until you've got everything that you need. The situation, of course, in Minnesota, most of you are in Minnesota, maybe everybody who's in the meeting at the moment, but is that, you know, the governor has instituted some stay at home. And so we're not doing anything out of the training center until that changes. That probably will change in some weeks, and we are somewhat ready to bring people into the training center, you know, safely with UV light sterilization and a coach in a separate room and et cetera, et cetera. We did want to do that initially, but now we don't want anybody to be out and about kind of in violation of Minnesota guidelines. So I'm going to just move that screen there. Somebody speaking. Hey, Bjorn. Good. You made it. As I was saying, we're going to help everybody get what they need by working with people one-on-one as needed. So we want to make sure that until we can get you back into the training center live, that you have what you need, first of all, to be coached from home. And we want to take that up to as high a level as you are ready to do. I would say the highest level would be being able to work from home from your home studio. So we'd like everybody to be able to do as much of that as they can. First of all, some of you have done a Zoom meeting already. Some of you haven't. Sarah, would you just describe to everybody how to use the chat?
Sure. Well, that would be under participants. If you hover your mouse over at the bottom, you can see you have a few options in there.
Hold on.
Currently, my view is looking odd, so I'm going to adjust it myself.
If everybody could type something into the chat when we reach that point so we can see that everybody was able to type something into chat.
Oh. Yeah, so, okay, now I have a better view here, too. So if you're looking, yeah, okay, I see a bunch of people have written into chat. We've got John and Carol and Rob have all written something in there so far. And that's to everyone. You can also pass private notes if you want to.
Just to mention that if you do write something to someone privately, the chat screen is going to stay private. So if I said something privately to Sarah and then I thought, oh, I need to say something to the group, I would have to change it back to group view. It's just going to stick with whatever your last view is. So anyway, if you hover over your Zoom window, you should see a chat icon at the bottom of the screen, and you click that to be able to see the chat box that you can say hello or hi in. So we got a few more people who haven't said hello or hi by chat yet.
Hello.
Yes. And also, if you're hovering your mouse over the bottom of the screen, you've got a mute button if you and an unmute button. If you would like to speak, just unmute yourself so that you can speak. And Dave loves questions. So that's kind of what we're here for with what we're working on tonight.
Okay. It's not working for me here.
Are you hovering your mouse over participants? That's where chat is.
Participants.
Chat. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just to the right of that. I beg your pardon. I was thinking of something else. I just keep checking to make sure that everybody is in that should be in. Nick is joined now. Hi, Nick. You can unmute your mic by hovering your mouse at the bottom of your screen, Nick, and then you can speak. And you can also, if you see where the chat window is, you can also just type in there and say hi to everyone.
Yeah, we'd like everybody to type in hi in the chat, just so we know that you've been able to chat.
Is my audio working?
Yep. Yep. We can hear you.
Wow. Hey, finally, it's working. Never mind the children's floor mats here. So,
I don't think we've seen a chat from Nick.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can you type into the chat box hey, I'm here, or something like that?
You hover your mouse at the bottom of the screen, and right about the middle of the chat. Okay.
There he is.
All right, I think we got a lot of people here.
Good.
Okay, so one of the things we're going to do here is get, you know, tell you some things that everybody need to know, and then we're going to move this workshop forward to more and more advanced things. That means that if you're not ready for some of the more advanced things, you can come back to this. This is being recorded. Anybody who has needs that we don't meet during this meeting, and that'll probably be everybody to a certain degree because we want to make sure everybody gets what they need. Sarah's going to schedule time with everybody starting in an hour or tomorrow or the next day. So if you just want to text Sarah when it comes to that and say, can you give me a 20-minute slot, you know, so we can cover some things. So I'm going to start working with people one-on-one in an hour. And so if you're available tonight and you want some one-on-one time tonight, we'll do that. If you want it to be tomorrow or the next day, you decide, and we'll take as much time as we need to help you get to where you need. Okay. So to figure out what you guys need, let me first ask, if you haven't plugged your equipment together yet, have you looked at the article online about how to do that? Has anybody not seen that article yet? If you're all plugged in, then that's good. If you're not plugged in, have you looked at the article on how to plug your stuff together?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you hear us all at the same time? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
I know you're good, Mark.
Yeah, somewhat. I just got that new...
Well, you're wearing a headset.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Well, that was the question, was that I can hear you without this, but then I have to disconnect that Zenix 802. But
yeah, well, so let's set up some more advanced troubleshooting time for you, because I know there's some people that don't even have anything plugged in.
Yeah, because I can unplug everything and just go back to
So why don't you text with Sarah to set up some time?
Yeah.
Who has looked at the article and has plugged a few things together that didn't before today?
Oh.
So you were set up before today, Carol. Jadae, did you plug some things together?
Yes.
Great. All right. If nobody says, hey, I don't have stuff plugged together, I'm going to assume everybody does have stuff plugged together. Okay. So Patrick wrote, he hasn't looked. Look at your email, Patrick, and there's a link to the article on how to plug things together. All right, I'm going to move a little bit forward here. So what we're going to do is, as I say, I'm going to cover some more advanced stuff as we go. For coaching, that's the most important thing, you know, for us to make sure that we've got covered. To be coached remotely, of course, most of you know, you can just use a phone, you know, set on speakerphone. If you're at that level, we'd like you to at least set up your microphone, set up your copy stand, and even if it's not plugged in to record, when we coach you remotely, we'd like you to be working from your microphone. That's the business. You know, having that microphone in front of your face is part of getting this done. So we want to make sure that you can work from a microphone, you know, in front of you, even if you just got your phone set on speakerphone sitting on the stand. The next step beyond that is on your computer to tell it, you know, to plug in the microphone, plug in earbuds or headset or speaker, any way you want to listen, and tell your computer, hey, I want you to use this microphone for me to talk through, and I want you to use these speakers for me to talk through. And then we're going to coach you not by phone, but by Zoom or by Skype, whatever's easiest for you. So we can actually hear you talk into the microphone. So that's kind of the next level up for coaching. And the highest level for coaching, we're not talking about working from home yet for everybody. The highest level for coaching would be to have Audacity running on your computer during your coaching call and you recording yourself. so that you're able to actually record your coaching session. So let's open it up for questions relating to that. I'd like everybody to reach the point where they're recording themselves during a coaching call, but we don't have to get everybody to start at that level. So I'm going to be quiet for a minute and look at chat, and anybody can speak up with questions.
So with, can you hear me, Dave?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I am not tech savvy here, but so if we're working with Audacity while we're talking to you, then trying to wrap my brain around this. So while we're recording, you're able to see that or get into that to work with
No,
that
we're not going to operate your Audacity.
No, you're so okay.
You're going to record yourself.
Yeah. So you're just going to listen to what Audacity would hear anyway. You'd hear us. Okay.
Yep.
You want that. So Audacity is running. We're recording. We're also on the phone with you, or however we're communicating with you.
Yep.
Okay.
Welcome.
So,
Dave, quick question on that. Have you seen any issues with simultaneously running Zoom and Audacity?
I'll bet there are some. I haven't encountered them.
Gotcha.
If you start recording yourself and then you join a Zoom meeting, you can continue to record yourself. Okay. Now, the recording of your coaching audio at the high end is something that you could possibly use for demo track. You're doing a coaching session. You're recording yourself. You give a nice performance. We make a note. We say, hey, save that. And that could be something you could use for a demo track. At the low end, it gives you something. If I say, you know, listen to that point right there, make a note, you know, look at Audacity and say, boy, at 12 minutes and 13 seconds, Dave said to make a note to listen to that. You know, we can just say, that was something that you did well, or that was something that you've got an issue with, and listen to the recording, you know, to be able to help yourself practice. When we get you into the studio, one thing I don't want you to be too concerned about for now is trying to get great auditions or demo tracks from your home studio. There's a couple reasons for that. It's not wrong to want to get there, and we would like you to get there. One of them is that if we can bring you into the studio, we can play back what you did, you know, on a coaching call and say, hey, let's do that again here from the studio. So a lot of times if you did something nice and we didn't get a perfect recording of it, we can play it back for you and you can do it again. Also, even if you don't get perfect is a funny word because it obviously, you know, there's levels. But even if you don't get a perfect recording from your home studio of a performance that was nice, very often we can use it on a demo. One of the reasons is we can do a little bit of noise reduction. Another one is when we add music, it covers for a little bit of what people in the movie business call room tone. So if there's a little bit of noise, a little bit of sound that's not quite right, we can often deal with it. If you bumped your mic stand, if your cat meowed, sometimes we can just use another take, you know, and fix it. So you'd be surprised how often something that doesn't seem like it's perfect, but the acting is good, can be used for a demo track. Okay. Any questions about that, whether by text or if you just want to pipe up and ask questions? So what I'm going to do in the meeting here is move all the way up to working with Audacity. I'm going to talk a little bit about home studio setup in general. When we reach the point at which we're talking about something that is too advanced for you, you're not ready to take advantage of it, feel free to stay in the meeting or feel free to review the meeting later and go over that. For example, if you don't have Audacity installed and you want to wait until you do and you've played around with it, Audacity, of course, is how you record yourself on your computer. You can come back to this meeting and you can watch the Audacity portion, and we've got some articles too. So the first thing I want to say about home studio setup, but one of the things, I'm not used to doing these kind of live online meetings, so I'm just going to pause myself here for a second and just see if anybody's got a question or a comment now that you kind of know what we're doing next here. Any questions up to this point? And if you type something in chat, we may get to it in front of everybody, or we may set it aside for your one-on-one time.
Audacity, like only software that prefer us to use?
You can use any software that you like. I've used a bunch of different software. I would prefer Audacity unless you have a reason not to. And there can be reasons. Do you have a reason to use something else, or what would the reason be?
Well, ironically, I have Reason installed. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
You're hired. So your software, the title of your software is called Reason.
Yeah.
You're a plant. I'll send you your $10 for making that funny comment. Have you ever used Audacity? Do you prefer one or the other? Are you just only familiar with Reason? Tell me a little bit more.
I don't have that much familiarity with Audacity. I think that I have usually in the past, but I'm sure that it wouldn't be too much of an issue to...
And you have familiarity with Reason?
Yes.
I just feel like every sentence where I use that word, it's going to be a weird sentence.
Within Reason.
Within Reason. You like Reason.
Well, we like to be unreasonable.
Right. We like to be audacious, apparently. Audacity, I'll just say briefly, if you look into it online, my favorite example is I looked into articles saying, here are things you can't do with Audacity. And I literally managed to find two articles that both said 10 things you can't do with Audacity. You know how popular 10 things, 5 things, 20 things kind of posts are. About 5 on each list was wrong. You actually could do it with Audacity. Hmm. So it does more advanced things than people realize. And it's moved along over time. But I prefer it because it's easy. I prefer it primarily because of that. Secondly, because it's free. Now, if there was something that was much easier for $5, I would probably prefer that. So it's not just the money. The third reason is it runs on Linux, Mac, or Windows. And being free and running on all platforms, I know that everybody can use it. Unless you're wanting to put a studio on your phone or your tablet, and it is possible to record yourself from a phone or tablet, Audacity is a great choice. Just today, we completed the first draft of an addition, something extra in Audacity. It's called a macro. Basically, it's a little program that runs inside Audacity, and what it does is it helps you remove or minimize all your breath in a recording. It's very cool. It's actually a better program that we have built inside of Audacity than some of the paid programs have that do something similar. And some of the paid programs don't even do that. So just to say, Audacity's. Any questions or comments? We can help you more if we know you have Audacity. We can troubleshoot for you, but you don't have to use it. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Home Studio in general. Generally...
You know, I apologize. I'm going to pop in here for a second.
Pop in.
Bjorn, go ahead and mute your mic unless you want to speak. If anybody has an unmuted mic, you can get little pops and clicks and stuff, and it's just a distraction in the room. So if you want to speak, unmute yourself, but mute yourself otherwise. I think you're the only one who is... There you go.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to, there's still one more person I'm trying to, I keep checking to see if he's joining yet, but anyway.
That's kind of a best practice to leave your microphone off if you're not talking. That way there's no noise. You bump your mic. Also, on most computers, your space bar will turn your mic on and off. You know, so it acts like what used to be called a push-to-talk button, like on a walkie-talkie. You know, you push to talk and you let go. So space bar will turn your mic on and off. So a lot of people think for home studio, they need a somewhat special space. And that's not generally true. What you really want is a corner of a room or a walk-in closet. Anywhere there's a lot of clothes provide a fantastic sound deadening environment. if you want to try to find a special room or a space under a stairway or something like that, that's fine. But by pinning or otherwise sticking some sound-absorbing foam or material to the wall in the corner and then just standing in that corner, you've got a pretty nice studio. These microphones, as most of you know, are directional. So if you talk into the wrong side, it's not going to hear you very well. That means that you want to point the microphone at the quiet part of the room. Some people find that that's a little weird. They think, hey, I've got this sound deadening material, whether it be acoustic foam or panels or whatever, something that quiets the sound. Shouldn't I be talking towards the quiet space? Well, if you do, remember that the microphone is pointed at you, so it's pointed into the room behind you. So actually, standing in a corner with your back to the corner means that the microphone is going to be pointed at that corner too. To help make, obviously, some echoes from a room quieter, you want to put something behind your script. Some of you, we've gotten some foam to that you can just rest on a copy stand. If you have a copy stand and you're like, gee, you know, there's not much room on there for more than my copy, what we do is we just cut a piece of cardboard, tape it to the bottom of the copy stand to make it wider. And then you can rest a piece of foam back there, or you can rest, fold a towel over the top of the stand. Anything you can do to put something behind the copy, because that's where your mouth is pointed. You know, you're looking at the copy, so your sound is heading towards that copy. If you want to improve a home studio, what some people do first, and I would say this is expensive and don't do it, is they try to improve the sound dampening on the wall. They buy more foam. They hang blankets. They put a lot of stuff behind them. Instead, put more material behind the copy, behind the microphone. Put more material right in front of you where your voice is going out. So that's real basic. That's real straightforward. But any questions about that? Like I say, we'll deal with you one-on-one and make sure that you've got a setup that works for you, at least for coaching, and we'll take it as far as we can considering your situation. By the way, the worst situation for most people is cats or dogs barking.
Are you able to hear me? Are you able to hear me?
It looks like Dan joined. Yep, we hear you, Dan.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
So I had this session at 7 o'clock. Am I late?
Yes, it was 6:30. So this is being recorded. We'll put it online. And you're further along. We've gone over some basic stuff.
Well, we're just going to. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I had a 7 o'clock in my calendar.
That's all right.
So
can you turn off your microphone? Don't worry about it. We're here now.
Turn off my microphone.
Yeah, we have everybody has their microphone turned off. You don't want to turn it on unless you're going to talk. So if you have a question or something, let me know. Otherwise, turn off your microphone so then we don't all have all our microphones on at the same
time. I don't have a clue how to turn off my microphone. So
if you hover your mouse.
Space bar on your computer.
Sorry?
Press space bar on your keyboard.
So you're getting some technical support there. Dave, Jade had a question about actually downloading Audacity. Like, how to actually get that?
So you do want my microphone on, right?
Yes.
Press space bar on your keyboard.
And what then?
Well, that should turn your microphone off if you're in the Zoom app.
Did it?
So if I turn my microphone off, I can't talk to you then, right?
No, you have to turn it on to talk. You can talk to us. You just have to turn it back on. It's in the lower left corner of your screen. There's a microphone icon.
Right. Mute.
Click it. Yeah, every time you click it, it's just on, off.
Click mute.
There you go.
Yes, and then when you have a question, you can unmute it. But there was a question in the chat about actually getting Audacity to begin with.
Jade, can you turn on your microphone and ask?
I was trying to figure out how can I get started with it and download it, because I'm having a hard time even downloading it on my laptop.
Okay. Did you look at the article on that?
Yes. I'm looking at it now.
Okay. And are you on a Windows or a Mac laptop?
Windows.
And so what happens when you click on the Audacity for Windows button to download?
Clicked on mute. Unmute. So can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Dan.
What have what have I missed for the last 30 minutes?
Dan, you'll get the recording of this, but he's answering a question from Jade right now.
All right, so I'm going to mute this. Goodbye.
Go ahead, Jade.
It leads me to Audacity website.
Uh-huh.
But then when I tried to click on something to download it, it took me to a website with advertisement.
So you clicked on the link in the article that we sent a half hour ago?
Yeah.
Did anybody else have a problem? Probably most of you had gotten Audacity. Sarah, why don't you try that? I'll make sure you have the correct link, and then maybe you can check on that. Okay. Excuse me. So give me a second to get that to you. Okay. Any other questions about starting with Audacity? So that's an obvious one, and we'll work on that a little separately here. Anybody else?
So are you saying I can actually listen to the first 30 minutes that I missed?
Yes.
By doing what?
When we tell you what to do, doing what we say. So we'll have to wait for that. That's not available yet. And you're further along, Dan, so most of it won't even be relevant to you. So it's okay that you're here late. No problem. I'm just checking the link here for Jade. Okay. I'm just checking. Yep, not getting any advertisements. Sometimes you'll get advertisements on your computer if you have something installed that shows you advertisements. Usually you got it by accident. It isn't necessarily a virus, but some people have stuff like that on their computer. Sarah, you might want to try just clicking through the links and
I
then
did.
Talk to Jade separately and see if she's seeing the same thing you are.
Okay.
Okay. So who does not have Audacity installed? We know that Jade doesn't. Who else doesn't have it installed yet? You can just chat if you want, or you can say something out loud.
Am I supposed to have video, or doesn't that matter?
Doesn't matter.
All right.
We can see you, Dan, however.
All right.
Just all right. Like last time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Last time was, never mind.
No, you don't need to chat with all of us about last time.
All right.
So we're good.
I'm old, okay? I'm old, all right?
I'm old, too.
I don't currently.
Uh-huh.
You're not as old as me.
I don't currently.
All right, the competition for who's the oldest, let it begin. All right, so I've got Audacity on the screen here. For people who are watching on video, can you see this? And who cannot see any video on their screen? Okay, thanks, Nick.
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dan.
Yeah, I've got something on my screen here. I don't know what it means, but I've got it.
Good. So I'm just going to point out a couple of quick things. One of the things you don't know, Dan, is that we're going to schedule one-on-one time with everybody to go over your specific setup and situation. For most of us, it'll take probably more than one one-on-one time. If you would text Sarah, we're taking 20-minute time slots starting at 7:30 tonight. But also you can set them up for any time this week. So if you're available this evening, we can work with you one-on-one. And if you don't want to do that this evening, we can do it tomorrow or the next day. If you would just text or email Sarah with your preference for when we can do some one-on-one time.
Well, if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Tonight won't work, but tomorrow would work just fine.
So Dan, I said to text or email Sarah. If that's okay.
Yeah, I can do that. Right.
That'd be great. Because we got a lot of people on the line here.
I see people popping in through the chats with questions about baffling and so on. Is that great. Something you want to get to or you want to... anyway, I just want you to know those are happening. Questions about baffles and...
So, Sarah, you want me to text you tomorrow or email you about...
Let's not interrupt the class right now, Dan. Let's do that later.
All right.
Now... Sarah, I'm looking at the group chat. the last thing I see is from John Stevenson to everyone saying, I see it. Is that the last thing you see in the group chat?
No, because I have some private ones with Jade.
Yeah, no,
but,
no problem.
No, there's some questions about baffling. I think that one was
sure.
from John Stevenson. Yeah, asking about baffling.
Sure. Go ahead and ask about baffling.
Sure. So in my setup, I'm in a corner. And my question is, with regards to the baffling, if the level of my mouth is essentially zero, how far above and below does the baffling need to extend?
What you want to do with your baffling is going to depend on how you've positioned your microphone. The reason is, as I said before, you want to point your microphone at the dead spot in your room, the place where you have the baffling. So, for example, what I do and what we do in classes in person is we set the microphone just below your mouth so it's easy to look over it, and then we aim it up slightly. So I'm kind of tall. So my baffling, if I look at where the microphone is pointed, would need to be the top two-thirds of the wall, generally, you know, from the roof down past the halfway point. So that's an oversimplified answer, but does that help?
It does. So basically, it sounds like you essentially, you wanted a couple feet off axis with, depending on how your microphone is positioned.
Yeah, you get your microphone positioned and then step away and look where it's pointed, basically. And you want your baffling to be the middle of where your microphone is pointed. So let's say you injured your foot or your knee or something and you're like, gee, I'm going to sit down to record a couple of times. You may want to bring a stool in to make yourself taller so you don't have to move your baffling. Now, if you're going to sit on a low chair, that doesn't mean that your audio's not going to be any good. It means that it's just not going to be quite as good as if your microphone was pointed exactly at the middle of your baffling.
Gotcha.
Jude, you had a related question?
No, I don't have a question.
No worries. One of the things that we've done, that some of you may have done, is, you know, just take straight pins, which you can buy almost anywhere, and pin stuff up like that. We've been making, like, acoustic foam. We've been making baffling for people, and we, if you need extra, we want to make that available to you. These are very lightweight panels that you can stick a picture hanger on the back. You could literally just kind of stick a coat hanger through it if you wanted to fashion your own kind of picture hanger, or you could buy one of those 3M stickies and just stick it to the back and then stick another one on the wall. You can literally hang these up like lightweight pictures. We're going to make as much of that inexpensive inexpensive lightweight foam panels available as we can, so that everybody who wants to try to get a high enough quality home studio and they're only being held back by having enough of this acoustic paneling, we want to make sure you get as much as you need. Any questions about that? I think Sarah has stepped away. I'm just going to check that. Yep. I'm just checking to see who's getting scheduled. So who here has not yet tried a recording? Jude, you don't have Audacity yet, so you haven't tried recording. Has anyone not tried recording themselves? You haven't yet recorded yourself in Audacity.
This is Dan Wickman. I have not.
Okay. And Mark, I noticed you asked about the baffling behind you. Again, it depends. I can't see your microphone, so you're going to have to look at where your microphone is pointed. However, there's a measurement you can take of basically it's how loud is the silence that the microphone picks up. It's called your noise floor. All it really means is that you're never going to be somewhere where there's no sound. Even in a very quiet room, there's some sound. So what you can do is you can simply record yourself in Audacity and you can look to see how loud it is when you're not talking. So I'm going to switch over again. And again, we can handle this individually with everybody. We've got some videos online. But I'm going to put this on screen here. And I'm going to make this as obvious as I can here. I'm looking for, I'm using a slightly different Audacity setup here. Well, I'm going to unshare that because I am using a different setup. You can see, and I don't have it up yet, so I'll show you in a minute. You should be able to see on screen. There it was. It was just a little off my screen. I'll move it over to the left here. And I'll show you what I'm doing so you don't think it's some mystery. I'm doing something in the background. So here's Audacity. When I click record in Audacity, and I've got, sorry, I wasn't set up here. So I don't have my microphone set up. So it wasn't actually recording me. It was listening to the wrong thing. And I'm going to rescan my audio devices so that Audacity knows. I'm using a special kind of a speaker here, a special kind of a microphone that quiets noise. And I think that's throwing Audacity off. So I apologize. I'll try one more thing here. We've got a video about this. I'll make sure you have it. But basically, so sorry I can't show that to you. But while you record yourself, you can see on screen how loud you are. And so you simply make your settings appropriate for your voice, you know, not too loud, not too soft for your voice. And then you just hold very still, you know, don't make any noise, don't breathe into the microphone, and just watch for a few seconds to see how loud the silence is in the microphone. So if you're worried about your home studio where the foam is located, if your noise floor, in other words, if it's quiet enough already, you don't have to worry about moving your foam around. Now, if you want to play around and optimize it, if you want to buy more foam and play, that's fine. But as long as your studio is quiet enough, and we've got some settings on that, then you don't have anything to worry about. Home studios have a second issue, which is what I talked about earlier, that your voice is going to echo. Your voice is going to bounce off the walls. To solve that, like I say, you know, double up a towel on your copy stand. Put some more things that block your voice behind your script, and that will improve the echoes. If you've got stone floor, stone walls, you've got metal appliances, those are going to create more echoes. Typically, if you're going to do this in a laundry room or something like that, you will want to put a blanket over the laundry machines. But we'll deal with everybody specifically on that. So if you haven't texted or emailed Sarah and said, here's when I'd like my first 20-minute, you know, one-on-one, make sure you've done that by now. And again, it can be tonight, it can be tomorrow, it can be the next day. We just want to make sure that we deal with you one-on-one and get you everything that you need. Any questions to this point? We're almost wrapped up. This is pretty general.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead, Dan.
I have all this equipment that you gave me. I mean, the foam.
Did you look at the article on how to put it together?
I've got everything here, but I have no clue.
Dan, did you look at the article on how to put it together?
No, I have no clue. No,
okay.
No article.
Dan, look at the article on how to put it together. It's in your email.
When was that sent?
Earlier today. I think it was pretty late, so probably an hour and a half ago.
No, I've not seen it. No.
Take a look at that.
So everything you're saying to me is bizarre. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I have not read the email, so maybe
okay.
I missed.
Yeah, take a look. We wanted to try to find out by getting together with everybody what kind of questions people had, and let you know that we're going to just work with everybody one on one and make sure you get your home studio to the level you want it to be at.
Well, let me just say this to you.
Go ahead.
I mean, what you have done,
yeah,
is incredible. I mean, this is remarkable. I mean, I'm a virgin. Pardon the expression. And I've got all this equipment here. I got the foam that I picked up at your studio, blah, blah, blah. But I have no idea what to do with it. Nothing.
I understand.
Nada.
Yeah, I know it's been, you have to take a look at the article, and then we'll work with you one-on-one to get it set up.
Right.
And I apologize. We got it out to you pretty quickly. And then you didn't hear anything from us. So we dumped a bunch of stuff on some of you.
You don't need to apologize.
No worries.
Need to do that. I'm just saying.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up here.
I don't have a freaking clue what to do here. So
I understand. I'll just say one thing. This happened actually just today. A couple studios in the Minneapolis area, some of the big voiceover studios, have actually started putting together small amounts of loaner equipment, and they're actually sending out temporary home studio kits to some talent so that people don't have to come into their studio for different purposes. So in a sense, you could say we were a little ahead of the curve on this, but we knew right away that the world has been moving more to online and to home studio work, and we've wanted to take a further step with this. And with the shutdowns due to the virus at studios, at agencies, and at clients, we know we've got to get you all further along with home studio setup. So I know it's a rush, and we're going to make sure that everybody individually, one-on-one, get set up as well as they can. Any questions before we wrap up?
I want to just make a comment. The last thing I ever wanted to do was have a home studio. I did not want to do that. But now, you know what? I'm thinking maybe that's the way I should go. So I appreciate your effort.
No problem.
So are you telling me that an email was sent to me today about how to set this up?
Yeah, if you can't find it, we'll check to make sure that we didn't miss you for some reason. Right. Did anybody else miss that email? Has everybody seen that email? Did we miss anybody who's here? Everybody's got it as far as we know. Okay. We might have missed you, Dan, so I apologize if we did.
No, I don't know. We'll double check on it. I probably missed it. So
that's okay. Don't worry about it. That's just a phrase. Anybody else? Before we go and we start working with everybody one-on-one, anything you'd like to ask about or comment on?
So this session is now over, correct?
Yep, we're wrapping up.
So the one-on-one session is going to be, I email Sarah tomorrow about when I want to do this or whatever. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes, so you can. Correct. Some people are texting me. Some people are doing the chats. Texting's a little bit easier because then I have it all in one spot, but I'll check back and forth. Or emailing is fine.
Sarah, why don't you just tell me when it's good for you? I'm retired.
Okay. I'll text you.
And I hate it. Quite frankly, I hate it. I'm retired. I have nothing to do.
Okay, well, everybody get off this meeting except for Dan. He has nothing to do.
Jadae,
leave you running.
Jadae, let's take care of you tonight. Let's get you right on with Dave, you know, in a few minutes, okay? Does that work for you?
Yeah,
works. Yes, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Dave, will that be my phone call?
We'll figure that out based on what Jadae wants to do.
Okay.
So I know this wasn't that efficient because we've got a bunch of people with very different needs here, but we wanted to make sure that we had a bit of an in-person starting point for everybody, and then we've got a follow-up to get you all to where you need to be. So again, I'm going to wrap up unless there are any questions or comments that you want to ask while we're all together here. Otherwise, you guys can all drop off as need be, and I'll stop the meeting in a couple of minutes.
Dave, I just have one more quick question regarding...
Please, John, go ahead.
The question's regarding noise floor. Is there a level that we should be shooting for to be below?
The idealized number, you watch, you know, the bar move back and forth as it shows how loud the silence is. You want to keep it below, ideally, 42 below. And for those of you who are wondering what the heck I'm talking about, you can literally see it on your screen when you try this. There'll be a 42, there'll be a 48, and you just don't want the bar to get higher than 42. Now, that said, a very clear exception is if you have a steady sound. An air conditioner in another room is a classic, and all you need to do is remove the noise of the air conditioner. If it's not too loud, if it's very loud, that's another story. Or if you're somewhere where there's water running through a pipe and it's fairly steady, sometimes, you know, somebody might be taking a shower and you're in an apartment building and they're in a different location and you don't hear the shower, but you hear the water running through the wall near you. During the portion of time where that water is running, you will simply take a recording of that water recording. Basically, you take a recording of the silence, you save it, and you use that recording of the water to say, remove this sound. home studio setups for auditions, for example, 36 below, which is less, which is noisier, which isn't as quiet, is often considered perfectly fine for an audition. If you're creating your own production, if you're adding music, 38 below or so. So 42 is kind of the ideal. I think at ACX, you need to be able to send in a recording that they will check that is 46 below. In other words, it's fairly quiet, but all your future recordings don't have to be quite that perfect. So 42 is a typical number, and we've got some information on that. So I'm kind of under-answering and over-answering there. Is that helping, John?
Yep, that's exactly what I needed. Thank you.
You bet.
Mark,
if you're working
had a
with a marketplace, okay, so let's get to that in just a second. If you're working with a marketplace where they specify that, you're going to have to create a test recording, and they're going to tell you if it's good enough. The thing is that most things like the ACX marketplace, most test recordings, the specs seem a little bit intimidating, but most of the time they're just trying to keep people out who have very terrible setups. So it's not, they're not as harsh or not as strict on their settings as they might seem. The question about mixers from Mark, was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had just switched the mixer to the Zenix 802.
Yeah.
And I hooked it up the way I had in the past with that Eurotrack. And so when I'm watching Audacity, I can see, the earlier recordings were, you can see all the sounds. And now what it's doing is they're very small across. And I think what's happening is it's actually picking up the audio from the laptop and not the mic, because they're within about a couple feet of each other.
Yeah. You had that problem actually initially, and I remember one of the things I said to troubleshoot it was to lean towards your laptop and see if you get louder because it's using the laptop mic. Let's deal with that separately, Mark.
Audacity.
Let me wrap up and deal with you separately on that, because I've got to start to get to the next person here.
Okay.
So this is similar to your initial problem. I made a note here, and I made a note that you got the Zenix, and so we'll fix that.
Sounds good.
So am I on here?
I can hear you, Dan.
Is Sarah on there?
Sarah's here.
Why don't you just tell me, Sarah, when it would be a good time?
I actually texted you a suggestion already, Dan.
Oh.
So just check it out when we're done with the meeting, okay?
All right. And that session is going to be about what?
Well, do read the article, and it's going to be about anything that you couldn't get done by reading the article. So it's going to be plugging your stuff together.
All right. So
getting you set up on a home studio.
All right. So, all right. I'm done then, right?
Bye, Dave. Bye, Sarah. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, Carol. I'm still here for two more minutes if anybody wants to catch me.
I'm going to drop out, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Bye, John.
I'm good. Goodbye.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Goodbye.
Bjorn, I think you're the only one who hasn't texted me, so just do that when we're done here, okay?
Hey, sorry.
Hey, Bjorn.
Hey, sorry about that. I got the demo people here.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so you wanted me to get in touch with you later to schedule that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bjorn.